From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Pakistan gets a new president tomorrow. The country's parliament and provincial assemblies appear likely to choose Asif Ali Zardari. His wife, former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto, was assassinated last December. NPR's Tom Gelton reports on the huge challenges a new president will face.
The chief political adversaries in Pakistan right now are Mr. Zardari and his rival, former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif. But others have joined the political debate, including Ayman al-Zawahiri, number two in command of the al-Qaeda network. Zawahiri is an Egyptian and does not speak Urdu, the language of Pakistan, but he still released a message last month addressed, he said, to the Pakistan army and the people of Pakistan.
I have decided to speak to you in English in order to communicate directly with you and draw your attention to the imminent and grave dangers which are facing Pakistan.
Al-Qaeda moved to Pakistan after it was pushed out of Afghanistan. The network has training camps in the mountainous areas along the border, and U.S. intelligence officials say some Al-Qaeda operations in the West originate in Pakistan. But the Al-Qaeda leaders also devote considerable effort to propaganda activities in Pakistan. In his message last month, Zawahiri took aim at those Pakistanis who have cooperated with the United States in military operations inside the country.
How can the Pakistani officer or soldier be convinced that he is safeguarding the dignity and high repute of Pakistan when he receives orders from his commanders to launch a new massacre with every visit of a senior American official?
U.S. officials say there are relatively few senior al-Qaeda leaders in Pakistan, maybe no more than 100, but they work closely with the Pakistani Taliban, who are waging their own fight against the Pakistani government. Bruce Hoffman is a terrorism analyst at Georgetown University.
They exercise a form of stewardship, or they become enablers. In other words, strengthening the Taliban's capacities in what al-Qaeda knows so well, how to manipulate and exploit public opinion, how to create crises of confidence for governments internally, and then in turn how to take advantage of that vacuum and use the militants and their approach as a solution to it.
The political instability in Pakistan in recent weeks has apparently opened more space for the Taliban and their al-Qaeda backers. Just 2 weeks ago, suicide bombers managed to penetrate the perimeter of Pakistan's largest munitions factory, triggering an explosion that killed about 70 people. In its aftermath, according to Bruce Hoffman, the militants threatened more such attacks if the government did not suspend military operations directed against them.
A bit more than a week later, the government announced that it was declaring a unilateral ceasefire of operations in Bajor. The justification they gave was they were declaring a ceasefire because of the Muslim month of Ramadan. So it may well be that these threats are proving effective and that you have a government now that is indeed being intimidated by the militants.
To the extent the Pakistani government is unable to assert itself in areas controlled by the Taliban, al-Qaeda can operate more freely. A senior intelligence official says the al-Qaeda sanctuaries in Pakistan are in danger of becoming genuine safe havens. Pakistani officials, meanwhile, have in recent weeks apparently recognized the challenges they face. One top Interior Ministry official this week said Ayman al-Zawahiri and his wife have been moving around inside Pakistan, something Pakistani officials have previously been reluctant to acknowledge. A series of U.S. missile strikes against Taliban and al-Qaeda targets in the last week have been vigorously denounced in public, but Republican Congressman Christopher Shays of Connecticut, who just returned from a trip to Pakistan, says the government officials he met there seemed privately willing to accommodate the U.S. actions.
It's more like a yellow light, and it's if you screw up, we're going to go after you, and if our populace doesn't notice all that much, we won't make a big deal out of it. I mean, that's the general feeling you got.
As for the danger of screwing up, the missile strikes are effective only if there's good intelligence on the intended targets. The information mostly has to come from the Pakistani people themselves. And in the words of a senior intelligence official, that's our biggest problem. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Washington.